attracting entrepreneurs and building businesses. That's the topic of this week's Green Street Beat podcast. On this episode, John Cundiff stopped by to talk about Velocity Lee Summit.
And I can go to every event and I meet new people. Every event, I'm meeting new companies. And to me, that's pretty exciting. That's what we're doing. So we feel the reach is out there that's putting us on the map.
We discuss how the organization is helping entrepreneurs in the community and how you can get involved. Let's dive in. So I'm joined today by John Cundiff, who is the past chair of Velocity Lee Summit. Thanks for taking the time to be on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
So we want to talk a little bit about Velocity today. Can you just start off by explaining what Velocity is?
Yeah, Velocity is an organization that its mission would be to attract and retain and nurture entrepreneurs and startups in Lee Summit. It's a unique group of people, a unique group of business people, and we want to be able to keep them people in Lee Summit and actually attract entrepreneurs here and let people know that Velocity is an organization that the city is very vibrant in entrepreneurship and supporting.
So have you been involved since the start of Velocity?
Yes, I have. Started with a task force that was led by Mayor Rhodes and Chamber, and really to see what we could do to serve entrepreneurs and serve startups.
So you're an entrepreneur yourself.
Yes.
You started at Turfs Up and then now with Weedman.
Yes.
So when you were starting up your company back in the day, do you wish that you had something like Velocity that could have provided advice or counsel to help you get through those growing pains?
Yeah, you know, when I look back, and Vic and I started in 1987 in Lee Summit, and a couple of young kids trying to figure out what we were doing, and we knew we wanted to run a business, and it took, back in those days, you just didn't have an organization you can go to that say, would give me resources, and we didn't have the internet. And so it was really a lot more of having to seek out on your own to get mentors and get advisors that help you grow your business. I think if I look back, if I had an organization like Velocity, we probably would have scaled at a much faster pace. One of the reasons why I'm involved with entrepreneurs is that I think God puts us on the world to be able to pass on wisdom. And so that's kind of what I'm here for. And we all know where wisdom comes from, right? It's mistakes. So I have a lot of wisdom and be able to pass on. So
specifically, what does Velocity offer to entrepreneurs in the area?
Sure. So when you look at Velocity, our organizational structure is really based on four pillars. Our probably most out front pillar would be our events. And we bring events to the community that could be anything about from marketing to business planning, sharing secrets from CEOs, women entrepreneurs, she ventures. So these are programs that people who are, like I said, starting a business, or maybe they're thinking of a business, have one going and want to get it bigger, that they can come learn about these disciplines, so to speak. So that's really the place where people see us the most. And they also give you an opportunity to network with other entrepreneurs. And one of the things we found out with Kauffman Foundation when we were kind of kicking off and really researching about this is that entrepreneurs like to deal with peer-to-peer. They want to talk to the guy who's been down the street, the guy who's done this. They want to know, am I the only one ever had this problem? No, you're not. Am I the only one that's ran into this problem? No, you're not. And let me tell you how we got past that. And let me connect you with other people that are in the same scenario. And there's a comfort in that and an energy that goes with it. So the events provide those network opportunities. We call them collisions that people get. The other area that we focus on is our financial leg, which the financial leg is a leg that enables us to get a little bit bigger so we can provide more value, more resources for an entrepreneur to be able to come in and say, maybe I don't know how to do a pro forma or a business plan. Maybe I need to learn how to do a strategic plan. And we were able to provide those resources, as well to increase our reach. But remember, part of our mission is to attract, too, as well. So that's one of the pillars. And the other pillar would be our communications. I'm really excited about communications. This is an area that entrepreneurs work in, and it's in the internet. It's all the parts that go with that, the Facebooks, the Instagrams, and all that. But that's really where the connectivities start. You know, to have a robust communication strategy is very important to us. And then, of course, we have our mentorship and workshop. The mentorship problem part is what brings value to young startups. To be able to, we have right now, we just kicked off a program where we have about, I believe it's 20 mentors, mentees that are connected now on a year-long program. And the mentors are working with them on a monthly basis, maybe every 6 weeks, to help them grow. And that really helps move the needle on them, whether it's raising funds, whether it's getting that second, that first employee, maybe it's the second, third employee, or another location. And so this really is a one-on-one educational that's just a great value. So we also have Venture 360, which we're able to connect people to venture capitalists and folks that raise money, angel investors that raise money as well, and that's another piece of this. So
going back to your events, you actually had one of your signature events last weekend, the Pitch Pub Crawl.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Shark Tank style event where companies come out and pitch, to get some money out of it. So what kind of companies did you guys see?
Well, we see all kinds of companies. And I think that's what makes the Pitch Pub Crawl really, it's a fun event. It's showcasing Downtown Lee Summit and all that we have and bringing people in here. It's showcasing entrepreneurs from all different disciplines and different areas that they work in. And it creates just a nice, fun atmosphere to be able to listen to these people pitch. So the Pitch Pub Crawl, we just got through last week, had a great event, is nine companies that we get to come out, and they pitch their company. They have about 5 minutes. It's not a PowerPoint presentation. It's an elevator speech, and they have to tell us what's the problem you're solving, what's your market, how you doing it, and what do you need. And at each venue, we have three at the first three venues, and they pick a winner. And then we come to the fourth venue. And in the fourth venue, they have to kind of go in front of a Shark Tank. And now we get to pitch. They get to answer questions, and we pick an ultimate winner. That program has, we kicked it off about a year ago, has just continuously grown in excitement and energy, and is now beginning to pick up across the region. This year, Kauffman Foundation actually picked up as one of our key sponsor, which is very cool to see that they recognize the value in it. And we're seeing companies like KC SourceLink, or organizations like KC SourceLink and KC Startup Foundation and Startland News. They're all kind of recognizing this format.
Are you seeing the same types of companies, or are you seeing companies from all different types of sectors when they come to pitch?
Yeah, you'll see service sector. We'll see fitness folks, tech. We'll see medical, which the individual that won this past week, Claire Biotech, Jim West won it. And so we're really kind of seeing all different types of businesses. It's not just one geared towards one, which kind of makes it unique. The other kind of interesting part about the Pitch Pub Crawl that we find exciting is we're actually having a library of companies wanting to come pitch now. So we have more companies than we have spots.
Well, I was going to say, on your website, it has a little link that you can apply to pitch. Mm-hmm. So if I apply to pitch, can I pitch anytime, or do I have to wait for a Pitch Pub Crawl?
No. Our events, we typically have two companies that come in and pitch at every event. We also do some social networks through the year that we also have a company come in and pitch. And the value to the companies that come in and pitch is gives them an opportunity to practice in front of a live audience. It gives them an opportunity to get used to doing the pitch. It also gives us an opportunity to critique. Even for the folks that did the Pitch Pub Crawl, we held a training session for them to say, here's the points we need to cover, here's how you need to go, and here's what you should expect. And that way, when they go in front of a corporate world or a corporate person, they have that 3 to 5 minute speech, they got some confidence.
With your mentee program, do you vet these mentors? How are you picking these mentors to pair up with the entrepreneurs? Because I'm assuming based on different startups, they may need different expertise type things.
Yeah. So if you think about LinkedIn, people get endorsed. This guy's endorsed for team building. This guy's endorsed for website. This guy's endorsed for business planning. And so when we have our mentors, they have a form that they filled out and where their strengths are. And then we have our mentees, what is it you need? And so we're able very quickly kind of partner those up based on needs and what we can and resources and the right mentor for the needs of the mentee.
When it comes to stages of startup, sometimes these founders could be getting term sheets with things they've never heard of, like liquidation preferences and things like that, that could be pretty intimidating at first. And a lot of times it does need professional help to. So are you connecting with CPAs and lawyers to go through term sheets, or are your companies a little more early stage rather than late stage?
So, yes, we have all that. So our companies are geared towards the really startup guy or the early stage folks, or even from concept. And so we work with the professional advisor partners of CPAs, lawyers, wealth advisors, bankers, because sometimes a young startup may come and say, hey, I want to start a business. And he's at the banker. Well, the banker says, you're not ready. You need to get a business plan, or you need to get your structure. Well, then we need to be able to hand him off to a lawyer. And then the lawyer says, well, you need to go talk to the CPA. And so we're wanting to be that conduit. So if they need something, if you're a lawyer and you got a guy there and he needs help, go to Velocity and they'll connect you. If you're a CPA and we need to know whether you're going to be a S Corp or a LLC or C Corp, well, let's go see what your structure looks and let's move you through all that. And so we do look at it more of a conduit to be able to funnel these people in the right direction.
Kansas City has kind of been put on the map recently as a good place for startups. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that same thing in Lee's Summit? Are you seeing more startups in Lee Summit, more entrepreneurs kind of venturing into our city, or is it kind of still in the development stage?
That's a great question. I think you're right. Kansas City is we're very spoiled with Kauffman Foundation. We just recently hosted Global Entrepreneur Week. And Global Entrepreneur Week is a program through Casey SourceLink and the foundation that there's about 160, 170 countries celebrate entrepreneurs in 1 week. In Kansas City, there were over 200 events in 1 week in Kansas City that startups could go to anywhere in the city. In Lee Summit, we held 4 of those. And so we're very, when I look at where we are, versus East Coast, West, we're kind of that group, Central U.S., but it's very well recognized and being well known that this is a hub for entrepreneurs. Do I see activity in Lee Summit? Absolutely. You know, like you said, we talked a little bit about the history of Velocity and how long it's been going. And I can go to every event and I meet new people. Every event, I'm meeting new companies. And to me, that's pretty exciting. That's what we're doing. So we feel the reach is out there that's putting us on the map.
You mentioned a little bit earlier about venture capitalists in the area. Obviously, that is a big need with many startups. Not everyone can just bootstrap it on their own. They need some outside funding. Do you have strong relationships that you've built up with, like Casey Rise Fund or other venture capitalists out there, that you can put your entrepreneurs in touch with possible venture funding?
Yeah, I mean, we have a working relationship with Venture 360 right now. So the folks that came in and pitched, they filled out, they go right to that column and they get introduced into Venture 360. So they build their own platform, and Venture 360 then pushes that out globally to venture capitalists, angel investors, or just people who want to invest. In every pitch pub crawl and a lot of the events I go to, I usually have someone comes up and make suggestions how we make it better for the people that are looking to fund companies, looking to do this. And so we know they're out in the audience just about every event we have. And so that's exciting to see that word starting to spread as well. Yeah.
Talked about the pitch pub crawl. What other events, like how often are you guys holding these social networking events and things like that for entrepreneurs to know about?
So we do an event, which is usually consists of a panel or a speaker. We do those every other month. And then on the off months, we'll do a network, which the networks are really just another opportunity. Really, it's not necessarily there's a program. All it's just to say, come and let's reboot, let's talk, let's visit. And we usually have a company that pitches there. So that's kind of what our event series does. We do workshops. We did a listening to your business workshop, very strong workshop. Michelle Markey with SkillPass led that with Joe Mullins from MIC. And it was a bring in companies, and they were actually able to see where they were in the business life cycle, where they wanted to be in 3 to 5 years, where's the gaps, how do we bridge, what resources do you need, whether it's money or people or capital. And so that's another area where we're building value. And of course, our mentors is building value as well. And we have some fresh ones coming up for 2020 as well.
We've talked a lot about the entrepreneur side. You also on your website have a link to become an investor. Mm-hmm. So what are the requirements, I guess, for investors? Is there a set limit for funding that you must be able to provide, or can I just
put
up $100 and be an investor?
go in and fill out the form. There actually is a form in there that you fill out, and it puts you into the platform that would be able to connect you to these startups.
And are these investors getting percentages of these companies, or how does that all work?
Well, if you've ever watched Shark Tank, that's typically how it works. They're going to certainly help fund you or do whatever, but certainly they're going to want a piece of the pie.
So going big picture, how does entrepreneurship help Lee Summit as a whole?
Sure. And I'm glad you asked this question. Back in 2015 and 2016, when we were really looking at the numbers about entrepreneurs, and Kauffman puts out an index called Kauffman Index. And in that index, it shows that two-thirds of all net job growth, or true net job growth, comes from startups. Every company that starts is a true net job growth. So when you look at those statistics, and then you can continue to look at a lot of the other kind of interesting statistics they find about startups, that we're the economic nurturers. And Lee Summit's very, very fortunate right now that, and a lot of support again from the mayor and the city council, that we have a phenomenal EDC, and they do a great job, and we have an absolute home run in our downtown, and we have a top-rate chamber. When we put in Velocity as well, we have a four-headed horseman driving long-term sustainable growth for the city. We need the EDC to do what they do. They need to be, we call them the economic hunters. They go out and find big business. We need the downtown to do what they do, and the chamber to do what they do, and connecting people. And then Velocity is kind of economic nurturers. We're the gardeners. We want to take the smaller guys and continue to grow them, because we know they're the backbone of job growth in the city, in my opinion. So,
what do you think is the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make, or the advice that you would give to entrepreneurs?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing that I think entrepreneurs should start with is a strong plan. You know, one of the things I always tell people, what would this business look like? What would the org chart look like? If this was $1 million or a $10 million company, what does that look like? Where are you today and where are we going? I always tell everybody this adage that a pilot comes on the radio and says, I got good news and bad news. Good news, we're at 35,000 feet and we're flying 500 miles an hour and the plane's in great shape. Bad news, folks, is the direction finder's out. Sooner or later, you're going to run out of gas. Chances of you finding a landing strip, possibly a mountain, all aren't coming into play. And so I think for entrepreneurs, to start with a strong business plan. We talk in Velocity Loss a lot that we're driving entrepreneurs not by chance, but by process and intention. And business plans gives you a goal, gives you a place to go, and we want to drive it through process and intentionally drive that process to get to where we want, and that takes a strong plan.
Typically, when you think of an entrepreneur, you may tend to think of a younger person starting up a company because they have less responsibilities, may not have a family or anything like that, so they can take more risk on. Is that what you're seeing in Velocity, or are you seeing a diverse range of founders?
So we find in Velocity that the age group, quite frankly, is like around 35 to 55. That's what our statistics are showing, the people that follow us. So that's kind of an interesting number. We also know that through the Kauffman Index that about 79% of entrepreneurs are going an entrepreneur out of a sense of opportunity. Think about that. They're going because they see an opportunity, not because they're out of jobs, not because they don't have work. They see opportunity. They have experience. They have some money behind them, some capital and some equity behind them. So that's kind of the sweet spot that we see. But I think that statistic of how people are doing this out of opportunity is pretty, it's interesting and exciting.
If I'm an entrepreneur, I want help from Velocity to grow my business or get some mentorship, how do I get in contact with you guys?
Sure. Go to our website, www.velocityleasesummit.org. We have a number of pull downs. You can contact us through that. You can contact myself, Jay Cundiff, at velocitylesummit.org. But through the website is probably the easiest place, as well through our Facebook, which is Lee Summit Facebook, velocitylesummit.org.
Is there anything else you think is important to mention about Velocity or what you guys are doing in Lee Summit or entrepreneurship in Lee Summit in general?
Well, it's an exciting time to be part of Velocity, and we certainly are always looking for people who want to be a part of our organization and really jump on the bandwagon to growing entrepreneurs in Lee Summit startups. So we're always looking for help in those areas. Come to our events, check our website out. It's a pretty exciting group. Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode. Make sure to subscribe wherever you enjoy your podcast. And we're always open to ideas. If you have a topic you'd love to hear more about, send an email to communications@cityofls.net.